Okay, let's go to John 1:1. Ariel America, good, clean, fun. There's no cussing or anything on it. Praise the Lord. God is good. John 1:1. Probably one of my very favorites. Hallelujah. Be sure and be here on January 2nd because that's going to be a really good meeting. That's going to be a day to prophesy. All right, John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word of God manifested. Okay? So, I ran verse 1 and 14 together there. Did you get that? Okay. I'll do it again just in case you got lost. In the beginning was the Word was with God and was God. Verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. They go kind of good together, don't they? There's so much in there that's said. But the Word of God, once again, the Word manifested. Not at the birth of Jesus, but at the conception of Jesus. Yeah, at the conception of Jesus. Amen. So Luke 1:38 says, Mary said, behold, the handmaiden of the Lord. This is when the angel appeared, Gabriel appeared and said, you're going to have a baby. She said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. So what we know about this, I've said this to you hundreds of times, the Holy Spirit hovered over Mary. She received the word that Gabriel brought. Get the picture. Mamas and daddies, get that picture. She received that word, that seed. He epikiasod over her. Yeah. In Hebrew, it's rakaf. Like the Holy Spirit rakafed over the deep. He's hovering over the deep, but he had to wait for the word. Yeah. And so the Holy Spirit's always waiting for the word so he can go into action. So if you don't give him the right word, he can't go into action. But if you give him the right word, he will go into action and create. So Jesus started as the word. In the beginning was the word. And the Greek translated in English, you're going to like this. This is what it means if you translate it from Greek to English. In the beginning was something intentionally said. In the beginning was something intentionally said. Isn't that good? Church, speaking intentionally is the way to manifest words into things. If you will speak intentionally, you will see manifestation. Wow. Now, words, you'll see words come into things. Words will turn into healing. Words will turn into deliverance. Words will turn into overcoming. Words will turn into victory if you speak intentionally and you speak the word, the right words. Now, Jesus said something about idle words. Do you remember? He said, but I, this is Matthew 12:36. Don't turn there. I'll just read it to you. You can mark it down and read it later. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Interesting. Now the day of judgment, there's not judgment day. Not necessarily. Maybe that plays a part in it. I don't know. But in this day, it's the day that the harvest from the word seed is ready to be reaped. You've come to the day where you, it's played all the way out. The seed was planted. The seed grew three fourths, however much, first the blade, then the ear, then then full corn in the ear. Excuse me. I'm trying to go too fast. I need to slow down. So whatever words you say, eventually you're going to harvest them. So if you say that damn car, then you're going to have a damned car. just telling the truth. I'm not trying to cuss. I'm just telling you the truth. Think about Father. When he was there, when he was Elohim the Creator, which he still is, but when he was there, and it said darkness covered the deep there. It was dark. He had a choice in his words. He could have said, damn, it's dark. And he would have just perpetuated the darkness. But he said, light in me be. Light in me be. I'm putting light out there. Now, those words were very intentional. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, if you look up this judgment day thing, it's going to be like this, day of judgment, excuse me. It's the day when divine law has to be fulfilled, or we'll call it justice. Or we'll call it, for those of you who have stayed tuned for the last two Wednesdays, big L-O-R-D. Yeah. Yeah. Jehovah himself along with his government. Yeah. Seed time and harvest. So whatever you speak, you're going to harvest it. Yeah. Unless you command a crop failure over it along the way and repent. Amen. So you want to train in intentional words, train in right reaction. Train up in these things. Don't just hear it here and try to do it. Train in it. Yes. Amen. Amen. This is exactly how it works. By the way, if you do need to go back and listen to those, they're the Wednesday nights and they're called How It Works. So you can listen to what we're talking about there. So words matter. And look, church, this is nothing new to us. I've been preaching this. We're on our 20th year here. I've been preaching the word of faith for 30 years. And almost every sermon has something about saying the right thing. Yeah. Why? Because words are so important. Everything is done with words. There's words on your dollar bills. There's words in your... You have to read your Bible. There's words in your marriage contract. There's words in everything. And the words you speak should be intentional. Now let's go over to Isaiah 54:14. I want to show you something because people need to train. And listen, if you will train this year, if you'll train this year, you're going to get manifestation much faster than you have in the past. Maybe instead of just a complaint about the government, let's throw in some intentional words. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, church, I've been around this stuff for a long time. And there are people who claim to be Word of Faith people who their confession is just really, well, their conversation and their confession is really just way below what God would expect of them. He expects us to steward our words. It's not legalism. It's the way to get something done. And so it's a good thing to go ahead and train and not listen. You're not impressing us if you come in here and say the right thing or the wrong thing. It's your life. This is between you and God. This is between you and the enemy. This is between you and your future. I just want to get that across to you that, don't leave here today just lightly saying, oh yeah, it was good. Maybe someday I'll change some words. What if you just let the Holy Spirit help train you up and where you just go ahead and learn how to, Can I just be mama today? Mm-hmm. You keep your mouth shut. Yeah. And just say what you need to say. Right. Church, I'm gonna say something hard and then we'll go on. It's not going to do you a bit of good to call around, y'all pray, y'all pray, y'all pray, y'all pray, y'all pray, y'all pray. Because most people who are calling around and telling their stuff are calling around because they want one of us to help them. Now, I'm happy to pray. Don't take that as, well, Pastor doesn't want you to call about prayer. Yes, I do. I want you to call me so we can use intentional words.
Right.
But I want you to use the intentional words. And so intentional words will not include you going around telling every person in here, y'all pray, because we're... Now, you certainly want to say, we need to pray for, like we were praying for Patricia. We need to do that. We need to know who the people are. We need to pray for people. But some of the things that you are believing for, they're already a promise. And you can pray one time, believe you receive it, confess that you have it, and then start thanking God for it instead of it always being out there. Yeah. If you're always going to have it or you shall do it, it's always going to be in the future. Hope is in the future. Faith is now. I have my healing. I have my prosperity. I have my children being blessed. I have my family reconciled. I have it. I have it. You have to start getting in the now because God is the I am. Amen. All right. Now, that was free. Isaiah 54:14. You're going to like this. This is cool. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression. For thou shalt not fear from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Now, 15, behold, they shall surely gather together. Now, look at the next line, please. But not by me. Can we see that? Yep. This is God talking through Isaiah, who really was one of the greatest prophets. He really talked about the church in his prophecies, and also, I mean, he's the end times, a lot of good stuff in Isaiah. Anyway, Jesus, redemption. But he just said he didn't do it. Okay? All right. So that's established that he didn't do it. Okay. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against you shall fall for your sake. So whatever words are deeds are attacks that are trying to prosper, they're trying to gather together against you, they will fall. According to this. Now, behold, I've created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work, and I've created the waster to destroy. Now, verse 17, no weapon that is formed against you will prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you will condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Now, for us, back up here in the first verse we had there, Christ has become our righteousness, and now we are called the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You're righteous. Righteous means you're in right standing with God. Why? Because you did everything perfect? No, because Jesus did. Because Jesus paid. And he's the one you need. You're not going to be perfect. You weren't perfect. Get over it. You are empowered to get more things right so that the enemy can't come in and attack you so often. That's a good thing. This is not a gospel that tells you, you know, just do whatever you want to, because no, that hurts people. It hurts God. But there's an enemy out there. And so once Jesus came on the scene, we moved over. The reason for holiness is because there's a legalistic enemy who will take you to court, accuse you, and you also get over into the curse area. And the lie of the curse for you, because you're not cursed, right. But you'll move over there and those lies will begin to attack you. And then if you open your mouth intentionally and agree with them, then you've empowered the curse to work in your life. Amen. So righteousness is right standing. And he says we're established in righteousness, so we don't have to fear evil trying to get near us. So whoever tries to come against us will fail. Now, I want to center up on this because I want to show you something really cool here. Verse 16. Behold, I've created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work, and I've created the waster to destroy. No weapon formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me. Here it is in English, in Texan. Look, I made the blacksmith. I created the blacksmith. He blows on the fire to make it hotter. Then he takes the hot iron and makes the kind of tool he wants to make. Okay? That's what it's saying. In the same way, I made the destroyer to destroy things. Now listen, watch the context. But I created the waster to destroy would be better. Okay? What's he saying? Look, there's an enemy who creates ways to take you down and out. But remember, I created him. I made him and I can deal with him. I created this enemy who fabricates weapons for his purpose. But the second half is about something else.
Yeah.
It is. Go read what the Jewish people said about it. It's really good. Now, once again, it's easier if I said I created the smith, but I also created the one who could stop him. That's what that's saying, okay? They're two different things. It's not the smith is created and he does all these weapons and he's the destroyer. It's he made all these weapons, but I have a destroyer. I can destroy him. I can annihilate his stuff.
Right.
Are y'all with me? See what's going on? Okay. So I'm going to say it a little bit more and make sure you get it. I created the troublemaker, and I also created the one who can take him out. In other words, don't worry about the devil. He comes on the scene, but I have a more powerful weapon.
Yeah.
Does that help you? Okay. Now, you see what this is in the next few lines. So I'm going to show it to you right here. No weapon that is formed against you then shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against you, rises against thee in judgment, you shall condemn with intentional words.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I'm rolling a little bit ahead here, so you'll just get it, because I know you are kind of like, okay, come on. So, but you need to split those things up and look at them. Yeah, he created the devil, but he didn't create him as the devil. He created Lucifer, the angel, and the angel's the one that fell.
Mm-hmm.
But God's saying, but don't worry about him. I can take care of him because I've created something that can destroy his works. That's what this is saying. A lot of people think it's just all about him. But when you read the next verse and you read the context of this thing, it becomes very clear. So most anything, church, starts with words. Wars started with words. Tyrant regimes started with words. Gossip and hearsay starts with words. Being offended and spreading poison starts with words. Even if they just came into your thoughts, their words. Did you say what that? Well, I just disagree with that. Well, I can't believe that. And sooner or later, it'll come out your mouth if you keep thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
What you have to do is roll around and say, that is not my thought, and I'm not speaking that evil. Get thee behind me, Satan. I resist you.
Yeah.
Don't spread the poison. Oh, Lord. Okay. I thought I was going to get away with moving on. And it's not just, I'm mad at them. I'm just mad at them. No, it's, how are they? Oh, it got so quiet in here. Did you hear? Did you hear? Uh-huh. What's that? How's that helping? You might get emotional and you might want to have compassion with people. I understand that if you cry with people. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you releasing that out there where people go, oh man, they're going to die. In 2009, you were in the car wreck. 2009, Deb was in the car wreck. And it was bad. Some of you probably saw the car afterwards. I don't know. I don't think Deb ever saw it, and I'm glad. When she just missed that tree and ran in there and just, I mean, they had to get the jaws of life and all that. Well, Ronnie's in town. And some lady says to her, man, whoever it was out there, I'm sure they're dead. Now, see what she did? And Ronnie just wheeled around there and said, not today. Nobody's dying today. Now, that's the kind of words you're looking for. You're not looking to go ahead and just put, I believe it helped Deb. And it's not, I mean, I certainly was emotional. Matt was driving me to the hospital. I was emotional about it. We're getting a hold of ourselves. But you're going to have to watch what you say in that. I wasn't in there going, oh, Max, you're going to die. No, we were straight on. I wanted to get there because I wanted to be there to say something. Toby beat me there and went in there and says, where's my mother? Because he thinks Deb's his other mother. But God took care of it with words. She lived and she didn't die that day because of words. Because of words, church, words. So when someone tells you they're ailing, do you think they'll make it? How about getting on the good side of it? How about just saying, you know what, I believe they're going to live and not. That is our M.O. That is our M.O. I don't care if you see them taking their last breath, unless they tell you they want to go to heaven, we speak life. Every time. Okay, anyway. Now, let's go on with this. So everything starts with words, and then the way to annihilate them is there in the next sentence. Every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, you shall condemn. Okay? How? How are you going to condemn it? With words. With words. Well, you know, the big C's going around again. Condemn it before it gets to your house.
Yeah.
Well, I'll probably get it. Well, come on in then. We say that here, but we're going to say it when we leave. You going to train? You going to train? Well, I wish I had more money. I sure wish I had more money. I would buy people. I wish I had some more money. That ain't going to do a bit of good. Well, I don't know what I'll do. That isn't going to do any good. God can't answer that. God is a God of faith. Everything has already been put in motion. This whole thing has been put into seed time and harvest. You want a harvest of finance? Claim it with your mouth.
Yes.
And sow a seed. Sow seeds all the time. You know that. Okay. Now, so how are we going to do this? With words, but not words of slander back. You want some of me? I'll tell you right now. I know stuff about you. No. No. As hard as it is, you got to bless your enemy. But listen to me. Love has words of justice. God will avenge you. You just stay on the right side. And you can say, Lord, avenge me. Be like Esther. You're not taking the people of my country out, Haman. But she went in there and she said the right thing. She did the right thing. So, can I tell you that you have a word for every weapon that tries to form against you? You have a word for every single one. You have a word. You have a word from the Word, and you have a word from the Holy Spirit. You have a word to get a job. You have a word to be safe. You have a word to get rich. You have a word to get reconciliation. You have a word for anything. You have a word for it because it's in the Word. And guess who is the Word? You have Jesus. You have a word so that any time a weapon tries to form against you, if lack starts coming, you have a word. Go find out what it is. The smith is fabricating, but you have coals that are much hotter. What did Isaiah have? What they put on Isaiah's time? Coals. So he says, I'm a man, I don't have a clean mouth. He probably before that was damning his donkey or something. I don't know. But the truth is the Lord placed that coal, an angel placed coals on him. It changed his mouth. Can we just all eat a coal today? Why don't we all just eat a coal today? Some of you probably got some lumps of coal for Christmas. Now that fit right in there, glory to God. No, eat a God coal. Let the hot fire of the Holy Ghost and the Word of God touch your lips. And ask the Holy Spirit to help you stop saying things and speaking out of your emotions. And listen, some people, the glass is just half empty. Go ahead and start changing that in your life with intentional words. No, I'm not going to say that about them. No, I'm not going to do that. I will win. I mean, just come on and get with it. No, you know what? I'm not going to let something in my body keep me from going to church. Right. Let me tell you, if you let the enemy, this is getting hardcore today, but we need it. If you let the enemy keep you at home because of an affliction in your body, then he'll just keep coming. He'll just keep coming. But if you'll come on through the door and sit in here and do it anyway, then pretty soon he will leave you alone. Right. That's resisting him.
Right.
You're not resisting him when you say, you know, I just can't make it to the church. I just can't make it. I know y'all think I'm being hard, but I'm telling you the truth. It's the same thing. Well, I just can't get wealthy. I just can't seem to make any money. I just can't seem to win. I just can't seem to find a mate. I just can't seem to get ahead. All those are intentional. And we're not doing it anymore. We're not having anything to do with it. Angels hearken to what? Words. And yours could be just standing there. If you don't tell them what to do.
Right.
I'm going to have to listen to this myself. It's turning out pretty good. Thank you, Lord, for adding all these things. So everything the enemy's doing that could be brought against you is a lie. They're all lies. Being broke is a lie. Being sick is a lie. Being deaf is a lie. Amen. That's all lies. Jesus is full of grace and truth, and we have Jesus. This word is full of grace and truth trumps lies. Truth trumps lies. Who are you? Are you just going to lay down and let the enemy win when all you need are words?
Yeah.
He likes to lull people. Well, I'm just tired today. I'm not going to say anything. You want me to tell you how to increase the anointing in your life? Read the word out loud every day. It'll increase the anointing. Amen. The Lord just reminded me of that. I've been in my closet in there, got a Bible in there, and I'm just picking something and reading the word in the morning and in the evening before I go to sleep. Just saying it out loud. Amen. Well, you know, what if it was something I did? I did it, and now the enemy's using it against me. Because I did it, so, you know. Well, what if you repented and declared that you are righteous?
Yeah.
And then the crop failure would happen, and you wouldn't have to pay. Sometimes people pay, even when they're forgiven. Sometimes people still go to jail for doing things. But there is a faster way out of that stuff. There is a faster way out. And it's intentional words. Amen. Praise the Lord. Y'all okay?
Yep.
If you repented, if you declared your righteousness, then what you did is gone.
Glory.
As far as the east is from the west, so far he removes our transgressions from us.
Amen.
They're removed. They're already removed, church. Understand, they're already removed. But when you said it is when it helped you. They're removed. It's about the fellowship. So that you can feel that there's no condemnation. What you're doing is sowing to the spirit instead of to the flesh. See, if you keep sowing to the flesh, condemnation is going to continue to roll around. Death is going to continue to roll around. But when you sow to the spirit, you're going to reap from the spirit. In other words, you're going to get the right job, the right place, the right healing. There's a right one. Won't just be taking care of the symptoms. It'll be healed. It'll be shalom. Amen. All right. So you're now in the truth. Truth trumps lies. And then the last thing, it said that it is the heritage of the saints. So this is a heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me. So your inheritance is victory. Your inheritance is winning. Your inheritance is truth. Your inheritance is annihilating the voice of the enemy. That's your inheritance. That's what you get to win. Your inheritance is that you get to win. You get that? Your inheritance is that any weapon formed against you will not prosper. It will fail. Victory in all contest against any weapon formed. And listen, Father God has imparted righteousness or right standing to us, and he's in covenant with us. And I don't have time to tell the story today, but you know Brother Copeland's story where he ran his finger across that shuffleboard dust. And the man jumped on him. I'm telling the story after all. His dad walked up and said, "You want to say something to this boy? You better say it to me." And that's how God is about you. I'm telling you, you want to say something about this girl? You better say it to God. And every person in here needs to feel like this. Every person out there, you need to feel like this. This is how God is. He has our back. But he has them when we cooperate with intentional words.
Mm-hmm.
Say intentional words. See, he uses our lips to speak back to the enemy and take it down. Just make sure that you speak to the enemy in the spirit realm and not something hateful to a person. Okay? Not something hateful to a person. We've had a couple of situations come up and the people we would call to try to get them to respond to the situation that they caused, you know, they would not respond. And I just told the staff, I said, don't call them again. Don't call them again. We're going to do it in the spirit. And we did it and came through. And now we still got one to go. We have one more that's like that where something messed up and they need to do that. I'm telling you. Well, we have two more now. Something else came in. But when you've done all you can do trying to negotiate, make sure you know when to stop negotiating and just go straight to the...
Boom. There you go.
Because a lot of time you're negotiating pushes people further away. Because you're going to say something that you will regret. Praise the Lord. I like to go first to God before I go get on the phone and say, you know, this product that you gave me, or this da-da-da, or did you know? I like to go to him first because he has the right intentional word.
Yeah.
Amen. Okay. Just get it from the Holy Spirit. And I just say to you today, God gave you a mouth, church. And he gave you words. Use them to annihilate the weapon.
Yes.
You have an inheritance that says you can silence and condemn whatever's been fabricated against you.
Yes.
I've seen it over the years. People have started stuff about us, and I'm telling you, never has God failed to come avenge me or Deb or many of you. He always circles back, man, we're really sorry for what we did. We knew that wasn't right to be saying that about y'all. Blah, 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 blah. People always come back. Everything always gets settled if you just let God be your source in that, if you let Him take care of that. Amen. So, because if you don't, what are you doing? If you do it, you're sowing to the flesh and you're going to get a flesh answer. Seed time and harvest. If you get in there and fight them, you cheated me on my bill. You cheated me on my bill. You cheated me on my bill. No, just, did you know this isn't right? I don't see that. Well, we can't do anything. We'll go outside and pray and see what God says about it.
Yeah.
Amen. That was good right there. Y'all should have shouted about it. Where's Dee and Kathy? We need, y'all get back in here. We need some noise. Praise the Lord. I'm kidding. So it'll be up to the people involved whether they go down with the ship. But you need to say the right thing and use your words. God is a merciful God, and He wants to save every person. He wants to help every person. He wants them to receive their forgiveness. But if they won't and they want to go down with the evil, then they're going to go down with the evil. But no weapon formed against you will prosper. Amen. So I'm just going to pray this over you today. And Father, we do ask for mercy for all the folks that we are praying about for justice. But Daddy, I declare your goodness, your protection, your mercy over us today. We choose to stand. I'm going to say we. I'm going to put you in here too. We choose to stand on the promises of your word that no weapon formed against us will prosper. We choose to stand against the attacks of the enemy. In Jesus' name, we demand the enemy to flee from our presence. Yeah. Satan, you will no longer have any control over us, for we serve the Lord God Almighty. We pray for a hedge of protection around us with your warrior angels. And we thank you for that, Father God. Lord Jesus, please grant us discernment to recognize and identify all spiritual attacks in our lives. And I thank you for helping us to renew our minds with the things of the Lord. Help us to put on the full armor of God to extinguish the fiery arrows from the evil one. In Jesus' name, amen.